It's the Morning X with Kev, powered by Expert Electronics.
104.9 The Morning X. It is Kev. Matt Hall is in the room. Time for this week's celebrity dump. Let's dump on celebrities.
That's what they get. I feel no remorse for any of them.
Let's start with Olivia Wilde, shall we?
Which one's she?
She's an actress. You know her. She spent Valentine's Day moving into her new boyfriend Harry Styles' house. As you know, she's 36. He's 26.
Okay, good for her.
While living there, she plans to teach him about the good old days over a package of Werther's Originals.
I would let Olivia Wilde. I know who you're talking about now. She could come over to my house any day of the week.
It's just more convenient for her to live with him in case, you know, she needs to get her bedpan changed. She's got a nice strapping young man.
Right, because she's much older than he is. She can tell him about the good old days back in the 1980s.
If she doesn't live with him, who's going to get her prune juice at night?
I don't know.
Finally, let's see. Justin Timberlake apologized to Britney Spears and Janet Jackson on social media. I mean, he dated Britney back in the day and treated her badly, and then he exposed Janet Jackson's boob on live TV. Sorry, Miss Jackson. Is that a thing?
There it is. You know, he could have apologized years ago, but it's nice that he conveniently waited until now, and he's looking very badly in the public.
And not only that, this douchebag apologizes only on social media, first of all, and apologized to both of them in one tweet.
That is laziness. Can you at least apologize in a separate tweet?
Pick up the telephone.
Do people call people anymore? Maybe he should do like an apology dance. He's good at dancing. He should write a song and a dance, and he can dance for them. I don't know how it works.
Maybe he called them and said, "Cry me a river."
Cry me a river. I think that song's about Britney or something.
Something like that. I don't know.
I don't know. It's a lot of drama. But yes, he literally ripped off Janet Jackson's top at the Super Bowl and was like, "Whoops, my bad." No, not your bad.
Well, yeah, he let her take all the heat for
and
that,
she
too.
Took all the blame. And he got off scot-free. I'm glad he's getting his now. Get your comeuppance there, Timberlake.
And he ruined it for broadcasters for a very long time.
And he ruined it for everybody.
What do you mean I can't say butthole now?
Yeah, you and Jimmy Fallon go on a little bromance somewhere. They both make me mad.
And finally, I don't even know what I have to say about this, but Harry and Meghan, you know, the royal Harry,
yeah.
Prince Harry and
yeah.
Meghan Markle.
I do.
Have had their second baby. Or she's pregnant.
She's pregnant, yeah. Yeah.
I'm telling you, that baby could be the star of a show called Babies I Don't Care About.
It's true, and everyone's talking about it, though.
Why do we care about the royal family at all? Do you? I could not care less.
Did you know they live in California?
I know. They quit. I quit this bitch.
That's what they said.
And moved to California, where life is obviously better.
They're like, guess what? We can get English muffins in America. Let's get out of here. And they went to California. Like, they don't need the royal family. And plus, the King of England, does he have any real power, the King and the Queen?
They don't. The UK is run by Parliament.
Exactly.
They have a Prime Minister.
So what does the Queen do?
They sit there and be rich assholes. That's what they do.
It's exactly what they do. I never understood what the King and Queen of England actually do.
The Queen, or the King, or Prince Charles, who's not the King yet.
No.
He's waiting for his 150-year-old mother to die
so
he can be the King.
Right.
He's going to be 100 before he ever gets to be King. He has somebody whose job it is, whose sole job is to iron his shoelaces.
Shoelaces?
Yes. Shoelaces.
Why do you need that ironed?
I don't know.
Well, maybe one day you'll get to be King Kevin. King Kevin.
Yeah, and Matt Hall will be ironing my shoelaces.
I sure will. 104.9
The Morning X.